All right, it's time to talk Guardians baseball on WEOL. Brought to you by your North Ridgeville convenient Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. And we do that by talking with Bob DiBiasio. Good morning, Bob. Welcome to a season of Guardians baseball.
Yeah, 2022 season upon us here shortly. Only, what, 18 days till our home opener on April 15? And, we're going to have some fun all summer long talking about our new ball club, the Guardians. We think we're going to be right into the fight with the Chicago White Sox and the Twins for our division as we were last year. We stay healthy. We think we have the best pitching staff around, and we're going to be right in it all year long.
Bob, where are you spending your morning this morning? There's a lot of fans cheering around, going excited.
There's a lot. Yeah, I'm actually playing basketball this morning. Normally, the gym is empty until about 7:30, but there's a group right in front of us, so hope it isn't too bad in the background for you.
You have a cutoff tee? What are you wearing, I mean, to get out there? The sweatpants? What's it look like
for you? I'll tell you one thing. It certainly is not shirts and skids, I'll tell you that.
And how short are those shorts? 70s style?
Yeah, that's true. Well, glad you're keeping in shape for this season for Guardians baseball. Got to get excited. What sort of things do we have planned for the fans as we get into that opening weekend, the revamped way things were scheduled now for the season?
Well, we're not quite ready to share what all the pageantry of opening day is going to be about. We're going to wait till a few more days before we share who's going to throw out the ceremonial first pitch and who all will be involved. But I will tell you that this season is the 75th anniversary of Larry Doby breaking the color barrier in the American League, so we will make sure that we highlight that historic moment in not only baseball history, but our city's history. One of the little things that I think people should be aware of about Larry Doby, 11 weeks after Jackie Robinson integrated the National League and Major League Baseball, Larry did so. And he actually integrated more cities in Major League Baseball than Jackie Robinson. If you think about it, there were five cities that had multiple teams, Chicago and Boston and Philadelphia, New York, Chicago, New York actually having three teams, two in the National League, which left Larry Doby to integrate Cleveland, Detroit, and Washington, D.C., and in the National League, there was Cincy and Pittsburgh. So pretty interesting aspect to, let's not forget, just because he was second, he did not do something rather historic that took a lot of courage and a lot of bravery to endure what he endured to open the doors for others in Major League Baseball.
Speaking of players from days gone by, I think I saw this on social media, maybe Twitter this past weekend, that Sam McDowell is putting out a book. Do you know anything about that?
Yes, I do. Marty Gitlin, who is a local writer, has written a number of books on sports in Cleveland, including a number on our franchise. Marty hooked up with Sam to tell the story of Sam's troubles with alcohol and the demons that he had as he went through his playing days and post-playing days, and how he recovered, how he chose to go back to school and earn degrees in counseling, psychology, and how he went about helping Toronto Blue Jays, the Pirates, Texas Rangers, and helping young athletes who are dealing with the stress that's involved in this crazy game of ours. It's a real good read. He really does pour it out. He's very, very honest in the book. I really enjoyed it.
We have a title? Does this book have a title yet?
You know, it does, and off the top of my head,
I know, that wasn't the homework I gave you over the weekend, Bob.
I missed that note. Sorry, right. I failed
the,
my today.
Saga of Sudden Sam.
Yes, the Saga of Sudden Sam, and then there's, you know, it talks about, the title also deals with his recovery. Some other words in there, but good read. Very good read.
That's good. Well, it was good to see Terry Francona back without a boot getting ready to go.
I mean, things... The biggest news of spring training was the fact our manager wore two shoes.
Yeah.
and while that sounds bizarre, it's the most exciting thing for us. He's a difference maker. He's a Hall of Fame manager. And just to have him back and smiling and happy and doing what he loves to do really sets a winning tone in our clubhouse for sure.
We're ready for that. We're ready for Guardians baseball, which, again, is coming up sooner than later. We're getting excited for the season to start. Just let Mother Nature know baseball's coming. We don't need any more snow here in Northeast Ohio. So
that's exactly right.
We're great. Bob, we appreciate your time this morning. Get back in the game there.
I got to shoot my threes.
That's right. Okay. Block out. Yes. Block out. All right. Good. Have a good night. Bob DiBiasio joining us this morning talking Guardians baseball here on WEOL, brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience and Oco.
Visit your locally owned and operated North Ridgeville Convenience and Oco. This store has everything, including a great hot, ready-to-go Friday fish fry for Lent and every Friday. Visit convenient and pick up delicious lake perch, Cajun catfish, and cod for lunch or dinner. Other Friday specials include pierogies, homemade cabbage and noodles, and clam chowder. Groceries, gas, hot foods, and cold beverages. You'll find it all at your North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco at Center Ridge and Barton Roads.